I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is set to deliver his much-anticipated budget speech tonight to members of the General Assembly. And here for a preview, we're going to turn to Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, the governor has already signaled that his spending plan is going to be, in a word, stark, because of the public pension crisis. And interesting to note, too, that as we enter the third week of the session, no pension overhaul bill as of yet has emerged. Your thoughts on things so far?
That's right. No pension bill has emerged. And there also was not tax reform done last year in 2017 like the governor wanted. And those three things, are the budget, pension reform, and tax reform, are very much intertwined. And I think the governor was hoping that he would be able to go into this budget year with some different numbers that would have been based on the tax and pension reforms, and he's not getting those.
And toward the end of this fiscal year, he's ordered agencies to cut even more.
That's right. What happens is the Consensus Forecasting Group, which is a group of economists here in Kentucky, they get together, I think, quarterly, and they look at tax revenue and other economic indicators to see where the economy stands. And in the December meeting, they found for this fiscal year, 2017, that the budget numbers were not going to make. So the projections were coming in low, or the revenue was coming in under projections. So the governor has to work within those numbers projected from the Consensus Forecasting Group. And so what they're projecting for the next biennium is the ability to spend about $21 billion. And the governor has to use that number and then build his budget from within that framework.
And obviously he's going to be asking all of these agencies to do more with less.
Yes, that's the thought. He said at an end-of-year press conference that the budget would be a doozy. And so I think he's setting people up for that. Just to put a little perspective on this, so the current budget is $20 billion for the 2 years, roughly. And we're looking at about $10.7 billion for fiscal year 18 and about $11 billion spending for fiscal year 19. And so that would give us a little, about a $22 billion budget going forward for the next 2 years. And again, that's based on the revenue forecasts from the Consensus Forecasting Group.
Higher education, they probably have a lot to worry about. What about K through 12 education?
Well, the governor has said at this point, SEEK funding is safe and other elements of education are safe from cuts. But looking at the budget, there probably won't be new revenue. The other aspect of the budget that we have to think about is the road fund, and that is a flat line. Officials in the Legislative Research Commission told me on Friday that we're looking at $1.5 billion in the road fund for this year, fiscal year 18, and fiscal year 19. It's not going anywhere. And the money from the road fund comes from vehicle sales and fuel sales primarily. That could cause problems for infrastructure since it doesn't look like we're going to have new or more money for that.
So besides the road fund, are there any other red flags that we should be watching out for?
Well, another area that's being hit hard by decreased revenue is the severance tax, which is the tax that's paid primarily in Kentucky on coal extraction, and that's anticipated to decline 12% over the next several years, year on year. So 12% from this year to next year, 12% again, 12% again for fiscal year 19, which drops that funding from $100 million now to $77 million in fiscal year 2019. And that's a big hit for local economies because that money is split 50-50 between the state and local governments. So that's going to hit particularly folks in eastern Kentucky.
So less coming in, that means the governor has to propose less going out, flat
that's
out.
That's correct. And that's the big key. So that's what everyone's watching tonight, is to see where that less going out is going to show up.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Our guest this morning has been Laura Cullen Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Kentucky Gazette, and you can hear our complete conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks. You too, Alan.